For the DRG Media Group News, I'm William Haynes. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem hosted a town hall in Mobridge this morning. A small group of less than 100 people crowded inside the Great Plains Family Restaurant on Grand Crossing to see Noem. The governor's first order of business was naming March 22nd in South Dakota as Benj Stoik Day in honor of the longtime Mobridge figure who was in attendance. Governor Noem dedicated the rest of the hour in the town hall to discussing key issues, highlighting recent government progress, and taking questions from citizens. The governor acknowledged the issue of prisons in South Dakota, even Walworth County in particular, but explained why the process of resolving it is taking longer than people expect.
In most other states, they're bonding for it. They're borrowing that money to build those prisons and then paying off those dollars into the future. South Dakota is doing it the right way by saving the money ahead of time and then building the facilities, which is going to save our taxpayers over $500 million in the next 25 years in interest payments.
In total, Noem says over $1.5 billion of state funding will need to go to state prisons alone. Something else the governor explored is that the South Dakota prison system has long been ignored, but she may be the one known for turning it around.
That's what was kind of surprising to me when I became governor, was just how kind of with our Department of Corrections and the facilities that we had, that everything kind of needed to be addressed. You know, I suppose nobody wanted to be the governor that built a prison, but that's going to be, I guess my legacy is I'm going to be the one that built all the prisons, but it needed to be done.
After that, Noem went through some of her national talking points that included her concern of the Chinese Communist Party purchasing agricultural land in the United States. But toward the end of the hour-long meeting, Noem made an announcement that when the state legislature closes for session on Monday, she will write a letter calling for an audit of federal spending on tribal land.
So I'm very concerned that federal government says that they're adequately funding our tribes. I don't see any money being spent in some of our areas, in those areas, and we got to get to the truth. And the only way to do that is to have an audit and to know that we actually are using taxpayer money in a way that it's intended. So you'll probably see that coming out next week.
That's all the time we've got. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com. I'm William Haynes.